Fans of Frank Lloyd Wright can now visit Taliesin West without actually physically being there. The Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation is undertaking a process of putting together 3D maps of a number of Wright's properties, starting with his winter home in Scottsdale. With me to talk about this is Fred Prozillo, Vice President of Preservation for the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation, and Hugh Bartline, e-business manager for Leica Geosystems, which is doing the mapping. And Fred, let me start with you. What was the thinking behind wanting to do this?
We were after a couple of things with mapping the buildings. Number one, you know, Taliesin West is a very important National Historic Landmark. It's not only important for, you know, the American public, but internationally it's recognized. You know, we're nominated as a World Heritage Site. And there's a trend in the preservation world right now to document these important sites through digital mapping, digital imaging, where they scan the entire building, create a point cloud, and you know, you have an accurate digital model representation of the historic monument. So if anything ever happened to the building, you would have an accurate model to go to either repair or have a history of that building. The other thing we wanted to do was have a vehicle for folks who couldn't maneuver through our site. So we wanted an alternative way for folks to view Taliesin West.
Hugh, what is the process like for doing what you do to create this 3D map of a building like this?
Well, if you could imagine, you're basically walking through the building and maybe every 30 or 40 feet setting up a laser scanner. It's a LIDAR sensor, and it captures a full dome spherical image and LIDAR point cloud, so millions and millions of measurements that effectively look like a grainy 3D photo when you view those clouds of points. And you go through you traverse through the entire building and the surroundings, and there's software that stitches that all together and makes it look like one continuous model.
Have you done this kind of work for other historic monuments and other historic sites? As Fred was mentioning, this seems to be an up-and-coming, a new trend sort of in among the preservation community.
We have. For example, one well-known, relatively well-known location that comes to mind is Mount Rushmore. Using a more powerful version of this technology, we did a scan of Mount Rushmore more than 15 years ago, and there are a number of historic sites, archaeological and architectural sites, that have been scanned with this technology around the globe.
Fred, have you been able to see anything different or learn anything new about Taliesin West now that this process has been completed?
The great thing about this process is that we not only get to share Taliesin West with a broader audience, but we can use this technology to explore Taliesin West like we have never done so in the past. This model allows us, my preservation crew, to really explore the spaces. You know, we can explore nooks and crannies that may not be easily accessible, understand, you know, how the building connections are made so that we can use it for our preservation work. This will be an invaluable tool for our preservation work to study the spaces, study how materials come together, and then make important decisions on how we care for the property.
Has it given you any additional insight into how the building was actually designed and physically put together, being able to see maybe behind walls or, you know, under the floor a little bit?
Well, that's the next step of our process, is taking this information and doing a deep dive into what we have now. As Hugh said, there are millions of data points that were collected. We'll be going through all of that as we work to conserve Taliesin West and use it to make those decisions as we move into the future.
Hugh, how significant a tool do you think this kind of mapping can be for folks like Fred and the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation in terms of trying to preserve historic or meaningful places?
Well, one, it can be a very, very powerful tool. One of our goals with this generation of the technology was to aid in the democratization of the technology and the workflow, basically making it smaller and lighter and easier to be used in more and more locations. And this project is a perfect example of how we're trying to move towards that goal.
Hugh, I'm wondering about maybe some of the challenges in terms of making sure you don't miss anything. You know, Fred referenced some of the nooks and crannies at Taliesin West. I would imagine that as you're going through and making sure that you are gathering everything and getting data points on all parts of a building, is it difficult to make sure you don't miss something that maybe you wouldn't see, you know, on an initial glance?
There's a bit of learning involved, but due to the speed of which a reality capture takes place, maybe 2 to 3 minutes per location, you can err on the side of overcapture, if that's the proper way to say it. There is some planning involved, and you have to think of the scanner, the sensor itself, as like a light beaming out, and wherever there's a shadow, that would indicate that you have a dark spot that you'll want to take a little bit more data.
Fred, you alluded to some of the uses that you hope to have for this, both within the foundation itself in terms of if you need to replace something or check stuff out, but also for visitors. What form will this ultimately take? Like if I'm somebody who can't, for example, get to Taliesin West, but I'd really like to see it, what will I be able to get from this?
Well, you can go to franklloydwright.org/3DLab, and you can move right through this model. It is a model that you maneuver through with your mouse. It's super high resolution, so it's like you're right in the space. And one of the nice things about this model that Leica created is that it shows a lot of the behind-the-scenes spaces, spaces that, because we're a residential community, visitors don't get to go through. So, you know, you can see the dining room and the kitchen where we eat and the drafting studio where the students are working every day. So it's really simple to access and move through, and we're excited to share it with the public.
Do you think that this in some way will help both the students who are working there and learning there, but also just people who are interested in how Frank Lloyd Wright thought and did his work, that you might be able to see things from a different perspective or, you know, get a little maybe more detail into something that even maybe then you can see when you're physically in the space?
Certainly. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright was all about the space within. It wasn't the walls and the roof that made the architecture. It was the space that those walls and roofs created. Having a 3D model that you can move into and spin around and look up and down and, you know, every which way, while it's not like visiting Taliesin West and experience it in real life, it's really truly the next best thing. And it will allow folks to really have a deeper understanding of the spaces and of the buildings.
All right. Fred, Hugh, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hugh Bartline is e-business manager for Leica Geosystems. Fred Prozillo is vice president of preservation for the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.